On a 50-acre farm at the foot of Raccoon Mountain, just 10 minutes away from downtown Chattanooga, a new school where nature is the classroom opens this month. NatureKin Farm and Forest School will provide outdoor learning for children ages 9 to 11. The founder is Dr. Jean Lomino, founder and former director of the Wauhatchie School. I spoke with her and Clark Brewer Jr., the founder of Humans Outdoors, a program that introduces people of color to the outdoors. Jean, Clark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you for having me.
Jean, tell us more about NatureKin Farm and Forest School.
Oh, I would love to tell you all about this. Wauhatchie School began in 2015, and the original vision was that we would not only have forest school, but we would also have farm and forest. And so now that Wauhatchie School is kind of out there on its own, the board is now running it. There's a new director, Maria Gonzalez, and she's doing a wonderful job. Now I'm back to where it started. So back to Lookout Lake, where we started Wauhatchie School, and Diana Rowell Meadows is the co-founder of Wauhatchie School. And she's also working with me to get the Farm and Forest School started. So it's very exciting. And Ray, just a little bit more information. I was inspired when I went to see schools in China and Korea, because there was such a focus on gardening, on culture. And I thought that's kind of the missing piece in our forest schools for the most part here in the United States. So that really is where I started thinking about the farm school being something that should happen really soon. So we're really excited to be able to offer this now to Chattanooga, part of a network of schools. So it will be part of that network. NatureKin Pocket Forest Schools is an arm of the Forest School Teacher Institute. So that's our training. So the schools now that are established under that umbrella become model schools and training sites as well. So the school here, the Farm and Forest, will be a training site for teachers who want to know more about how do you incorporate gardening and animal husbandry into the forest concept.
And Clark, tell us more about your involvement in all this.
I met Jean, I think through a mutual person. I reached out. Jean and I kind of had the same passion and heart for the outdoors. I know Jean has always been wanting to make this available for every child, no matter where they're from, no matter what skin color they have. I already shared that passion with Humans Outdoors. Jean and I talked, we spent time, we shared ideas, we brainstormed. And my vision of wanting to see more kids in the city of Chattanooga, I know, have access to the outdoors, whether that's after school modeling, whether that's weekend modeling, whether that's family events, we decided to just collab and come together and partner.
It was really kind of an instant recognition that we shared the same idea and passion. And always there's this idea that the more partnerships we can develop, the more people we can reach out to, the bigger and the faster this idea will grow. Kind of backing into the pandemic situation, you and I think our last conversation, Ray, was how this created a surge in interest in outdoor school and nature-based school. Well, that surge has obviously continued because these programs are continuing to grow all across the country and around the world. So the feeling that children need to be in nature, that families need to be out there more, the benefits, the health benefits, the social, emotional benefits, and the cognitive benefits of getting children ready to learn and also to extend their learning in these spaces. So the more Clark and I talked, the more we realized, yes, indeed, that's exactly what we want to see happen. And we feel like Chattanooga is the place to set up this model, the partnership between what Clark is doing and what I'm doing, to be able to reach into these communities. And like Clark says, reach families, reach neighborhoods, reach schools. And that's NatureKin. We believe we're all kin, everyone. And if nothing else, the pandemic really illustrated that fact that we are this global community of people and that nature is a part of that community. So that's the idea of the NatureKin name, that we are all kin, we're all connected. And to help children even see those connections in nature, just builds on that idea of what is community and how important is that.
And when you factor in the name Humans, and I spell it H-U-E, people of all shades and hues and colors, all kinfolk, Jean and I, you know, we had our names, we had our separate things before we met each other. And then Universe definitely brought us together with our names actually tying in together with the same kind of, it's hard to explain. It'll probably sound crazy if you knew how connected and aligned it was and how it happened and how it's happening even right now.
And the community for this type of learning is also growing. One of our recent conversations about the River Gorge Forest School. And Gene, I know from the founders of that school, which will be opening, they turned to you.
They did. And I was so thrilled too. And Susie Grant and I know each other from long ago. And it was just exciting to be able to work with her and these passionate people there at the River Gorge who are providing the property for the school to be conducted there. So again, this is the idea of these pocket forest schools. So these little schools everywhere. And the idea is that nature's everywhere. It's in the middle of the city. It's out in the country. It's on the beach. It's in the mountains. It's everywhere around us, in the cracks in the sidewalks. So it's helping people be inspired, particularly adults. How can we recognize a nature that's right there where we live? And then how can we get children engaged with it? And so what we're trying to do is provide expert guidance, inspiration, collaboration. So our new program will be a global website, and we're going to bring people together from all around the globe to talk about how they're doing this and what their challenges are and how we can all work together to make it happen.
And how does this model build to the next level from where Forest Kindergarten leaves off?
Preschool is the perfect place to start when those children are just developing their emotional and social connections, when they're making connections with nature, with each other. But then also middle school, there are these transition points in children's lives. And so Clark has been focused on middle school and older children. And I've kind of started out with the younger ones, but most of my teaching career has been with middle school and older children. So I really have a heart for that too. So this model can fit into any school program anywhere, and it already is. There are schools all around us who are already taking children outside, older and older children, from second, third grade, all the way up into high school. STEM is a great avenue for a lot of these schools to incorporate the outdoors into their programming. But my goal, and I know Clark's goal, is to help these older children have that time to just explore on their own and to be mindful.
The transitional age is very important to me. As soon as a child comes out of fifth grade, of being, I guess you could say, the senior, you can call it the top dog or the head honcho, going right into sixth grade, getting slapped back down to freshman. That's a real big emotional, mental, psychological thing, as well as eighth graders going right into ninth grade and becoming freshmen again. So that transitional age can be very tricky because for some, it works and they develop properly and they adjust properly. But for some, it's intimidating, it's depressing, it's stressful, etc. So like Gene said, me kind of being around middle schoolers these last couple of years and Gene kind of being more K through, the model is definitely there with both before transition and while transitioning with the model that we have.
And both are equally important for sure. I mean, these are critical.
Very important. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And nature just provides that balance. And that's why I feel like it's so important, because they have these opportunities to reflect and just sit quietly and think their own thoughts. I mean, to me, that's kind of what's missing, because in traditional schools, it's all about keeping them busy, keeping them on track, getting the next level, finishing this and finishing that. Whereas forest school also has that definite academic connection, because you can teach anything out here, anything. All context for all learning you can provide in a natural setting in nature. But just those opportunities, again, to be still, that's critical and key for children at all stages of their development.
What's the timeline for getting this all started?
Well, the Farm and Forest School is actually starting. We're following Hamilton County's schedule. So we are starting August 12th is our first day. And Clark and I now are working hard to start planning how we're going to reach out to our community partners, whether they're churches or other organizations who can help sponsor a child from an underserved neighborhood to be a part of the Farm and Forest. So that's what we're looking for now, talking to people. And I think Clark's already started.
And to some of these predominantly Black-owned churches that I grew up knowing and seeing, introducing the idea that there's actually four schools out here in Chattanooga. Some of them don't know. The more I've talked about it, Gene has done so much great work. There's so many other people that are doing four school ideas, but introducing into the community of where I come from is new and kind of foreign sometimes. So it's actually, like Gene said, it's already started.
The Farm and Forest School has been developed to begin with like fourth grade through sixth grade. So I decided to start with the older children for this program. And then after this year, we'll see whether we go up in grades, down in grade levels. I'm not sure yet what it's going to look like. But I think to offer this to older children is important right now. So again, we're looking for older children, say 9 to 11, 8 to 12, in that range, to be a part of our school. When they come to our school, they will be gardening. They will be working with animals. We have goats and chickens and bunnies, and hopefully we'll have a donkey soon. And they'll also be growing their own food, harvesting their food. It'll be project-based learning, which is in all my years of teaching, almost 50 years now, I've been able to identify what I think are the most effective ways and the most fun ways for kids to learn in school. And project-based learning is one of those. So children will each have a project. It'll be a research project. It'll be tied into what they've discovered in their own explorations. And then the final thing that we're all doing together is we're going to have a farm store, a farm stand here. So the children will even be able to sell their produce. They'll learn how to run a business, make a business plan. All kinds of accounting and math will be incorporated in that. I get to bring in all those great things that I know about teaching and about learning into this one program.
And where can people go online for more information?
Well, we have a little website set up for the Farm and Forest School. So it's farmandforestschool.org. And Nature Kin is going to be launching very soon. We don't have an exact date, but I'm hoping in within a month that will be launched. And we'll have a website address for that as well soon.
All right. Gene, Clark, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.